Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, which is Pesachim Tzadik Aleph. We're at the last word of Tzadik Aleph Beis. Says the Mishnah Ha'inein. We're going to have a list of individuals in questionable situations. And the Chiddush here is that we can go ahead and have them join. As a member in the Karban Pesach group, we can bring a Karban Pesach on their behalf as well. First one on the list is Ha'inein, one whose close relative passed away today. Although he cannot take part in Kachim today, but since tonight he'll be available, he can go ahead and join a group that is being Makriv today. Ha'inein v'amfakech sagal, one who is searching through a pile of rubble, looking for a victim beneath that pile. We don't know whether the person will turn up to be alive or mace. Let's assume at this point the digger has not yet gotten tummy. If he'll turn out to be mace, then anybody who hovered above him will have acquired a tumah through being ma'ahil on that mace. As Rashi says, at this point he still has a chazakah that he's tor, and therefore he can join as a member in the Karban Pesach group. Likewise, a fellow who was promised to be released from prison in time for the Seder night, he can join as a member in the Karban Pesach today. V'acholeh, one who is ill, v'azokin, an elderly fellow, shehein yecholin lechol kazayis. These two, the cholin and the zokin, who have the ability to have a kazayis in the Karban, shoichten aleim, on all these people, we say, Shoichten aleim, we can have them join as members in the group. However, they can only join together with others. Al kulam ein shoichten aleim b'fnei atzman. Why may not do a shechita on their behalf, solely on their behalf? These individuals being the exclusive sole members of the Karban Pesach, that doesn't work. We're not meant to do that. Shemi yaviu es ha-Pesach l'dei psul. Why? Because you can't necessarily rely on them. They might bring the carbon to psul. Suppose the oinin gets tummy by the kvura. The fellow digging through the rubble will turn up to be tummy. The choyl and the zokin won't be able to eat, etc. We're concerned that if they are the sole owners of the carbon, it might become puzzle. So as sole owners, we don't allow it. But to incorporate them in the group, that's okay. Continues the Mishnah. Having said that, they can take part and join as a member. Lefichach im ira behem psul. Therefore, if it turns out that they were really unfit to eat tonight, it doesn't matter. Pturin melasim pesach sheni. They're part of pesach sheni because they were yaitzi their chiv. The fact that they didn't end up eating, the chiluk wasn't up to eating, etc., that doesn't make his carbon puzzle. He still had a chelik in the carbon. The fact that he didn't eat it, that's not mi'akev. He was yoytze, his chiv, and therefore he no longer brings the Pesach Sheni. Except for one on this list, which is chutz min ha-mefakech begal. The fellow who was digging through the rubble, he's different. If it turns up that there was a mace beneath that pile, then he was never mekayim his mitzvah. The digger was never yoytze, shu tamei mitchilasa, because it turns out that initially he was already tamei at the get-go, because he was already hovering over a mace. And if he's tummy, he could never have taken a part in the akrova. You can't be makriv a karban pesach on behalf of someone who's tummy. So he was never yaitzin, therefore he has to bring a pesach sheni. Let's see Rashi inside, back on Tzadik Amar Beis, four lines from the bottom. Masnis and ha'inein, says Rashi, shemesoi muta lefonov, his relative was nifter and is awaiting kvura. That is, an oinin is until kvura, or suppose kvura took place on a different day, that entire first day of Misa, he's an oinin min ha-Torah. Continues Rashi, v'mefakech sagal, me'al adam, he's lifting rubble from on top of a person who's beneath, ben yodua im yotze'enu chayu meis, we don't know whether he'll be discovered to be alive or dead. Shoichten alav, we can do shechita on his behalf. The mekal malka meidena mechaskas tara. The digger is still presumed to be tar. He was tar. Let's assume he's still tar. Va'oinin nami. It's same thing with the oinin. Why is he going to be yaitzi? Le'ur techazi. The fact is that tonight, although now he cannot take part in the carbon, he's in the Torah, but tonight he will be able to take part. Because I'm reading the Gemara. Daninus laila lesa medarais, el al ninus yoim, men Torah. It's only that first day of Misa that is considered an oinen and cannot eat kachim. Kedichsev, hein hayoyim ikrivu. That was by the story with the chatos that was burnt on the 8th day of Miluim. And the Gemara there is referencing Aninus because none of you died. Aaron was saying, well, today we're oinen him. True. Hein hayoyim ikrivu hayoyim, yoyim asr laila mutar, b'shchitas kachim. The Gemara in Zvachim discusses this. In any case, we see that Oinin is specifically that first day. Now, although Midrabbanan, the following night, is also considered Aninus, but by Pesach they suspended that halacha. Because by Pesach lo yimidu devrayim b'makim kares, they suspended their words in face of kares, which is generated by one who ignores the chiyuv of Karban Pesach. Therefore, they allow even an oinin to take part in the Karban Pesach. So the Oinim Natur, which is throughout the first day, doesn't allow him to partake. But since we know that this fellow tonight will be Roy, that allows him to join as a member in the Karm Pesach group, and he can go and have his Pesach tonight. Shechten Aleim, b'chaburas anoshim, all these fellows can join with others as a chabura in the Karm Pesach, but you're not meant to do it specifically for one of these. If he's going to be the sole member, that's not good. Shema yavi'ul de psol. Perhaps it's going to result in psol. Shema yitame oinin lemesoi. Umfakeach galim te enu meis. V'nimtze shehel ala tumah. The oinin might actually get involved with his meis and become tame. The rescuer, the rubble digger, the meis might actually turn up there, and it turns out that he was mile and became tame. V'chavish, the fellow in prison, Shema lo yetzi, perhaps he'll stay there. He won't be released in time. V'chelev v'zaken, Shema yichbat cholyo, v'luyuch alech let kezayis. Perhaps they won't get around to eating a kezayis. So as a part of a group, that's okay, but individually, we don't do it. The fact that they were able to join a group, we say they were yetzi. L'fichach ha'yelo b'shas shchita ru'uyen hayu. Since during the shchita, they were really right. V'nizr kadam aleyen. Im ira behem psul. Even if a psul does surface, Kimoy Shepirashti, one of those psalm that we discussed, the Chayil and Zaken won't get around to eating, etc. Pturim, Malasis Pesach Sheni, they're part of because the fact is they were Yaitse already, except for one. Chutz, Menemafakech Sagal. Venim Tzameis Tachta, Venemais is discovered beneath him, Shechayil Asis Pesach Sheni. Why? Why is he different? Shutama Mitchilase, Koidim Shchita. Shari El Alatuma, Mishashi Hiskel Vakeach. Because he was being mile right when he began his digging, and it turns out that he was tummy to begin with. Ubegemara mukila begal ogol shemetchil hela kulub, speaking about a round, slanty gal, which requires him to lean over the entire thing, and we assume that he was tummy from that first point onward. So again, we have a list of five individuals who can join as members in the carbon. You're not meant to be sheikhed for them individually on their own without anybody else joining the group. We're concerned about soul resulting. And even if it turns out that they were not going to be eating the carbon, Mishnah says there was still yaitzei, except for one, the mefakeh sagal, which was tamei from the outset. Says the Gemara, Omar Rabba bar Huna, Omar b'yechana, lo yishanu, this halacha, that we're not meant to Shech the Karban Pesach on behalf of an imprisoned individual, if he's going to be the sole member of the Karban. That's only said Elobes HaSurim De'akum, when he was in prison, incarcerated in a Goyish prison. In which case, even if he was promised that he's going to be released, we can't really rely on their word. Aval Beis HaSurim De'Yisrael, but if he was imprisoned in a Jewish jail, Shechten Mifnei Ahatzmai. In that case, we can Shecht on behalf of him as a sole member. Kivad avtechinu, since they promised to release him, mapiklei, they will release him. V'chsiv, sheiris Yisrael, lo yasu avlo. Yisrael won't do something wrong, lo yidabru kazov, they won't speak falsely. They promised, I'll keep their word. Let's see, Rashi, how is it that Yisrael is being imprisoned? So Rashi would be about three lines down from where we're holding. Gemara says Rashi loyshanu dein shoychten al chavish v'neatzmo. This halacha that we can't do it on behalf of the imprisoned. That's only when he was imprisoned in a goyish prison, where we don't know if they'll keep their word. However, Beis Asurin Shal Yisrael kigoyin. Says Rashi, why would he be in a Beis Asurin? L'koyfei l'hoitzei isha psula. They're holding him in there to force him to achieve a result, to force him to be megarish his wife who's unfit, who's a apostle, to give a get. Or l'shalem mamar, or to pay up a debt. Inami, another example, it's k'desanyo. Im yokum v'salach v'chutz. A person struck somebody else, and the other person got injured, seriously injured, and we don't know if he's going to die. In the meantime, we lock up the perpetrator to see what's going to happen, whether he's going to be held responsible for the other person's death. The pasuk says he's going to walk out on the street, the other person's going to get killed. How does that work? Why would he be deserving of death if the other person, if the victim, is healthy? Rather, the pasuk is teaching that we lock the perpetrator up and we take a look. We see how the victim is faring, whether he'll survive or not, and based on that will determine the status, the halacha of the perpetrator. It's interesting that we only have these examples of incarceration. We don't seem to find in halacha, in our Jewish law, this whole concept of meeting out a sentence, a prison term as a punishment, as a means of punishment. No such a punishment. You don't lock up a person. It's not a punishment. The point of locking him up is to achieve a result. Use it as a means, not as an end on itself. We give malchus, we give misa if necessary, but just locking him up to sit there and do nothing, that doesn't seem to be an appropriate punishment in Torah law. In any case, getting back to the Gemara, this halacha that we don't do a shechita solely for the sake of an imprisoned individual who was promised to be released from jail in time for the Seder, that's only when he was incarcerated in a goyish prison, in which case we're not sure if things will pan out, but if he's a Jewish prisoner, then we can assume he'll be out for the Seder, and then you can do a Pesach specifically for him. Says the Gemara, Amar Avchist, Ho de Amris Beis Asurin de Akumloi. This is what we just said, that one who is being held in a Beis Asurim of Akum, you cannot do a Pesach strictly on his behalf. It's only said when it's situated outside of Yerushalayim. Beis Pagi was the outermost point of Yerushalayim. This prison is situated outside of that point, so it's outside Yerushalayim, in which case, if he's going to be there on Pesach, he won't be able to eat the carbon because it's out of bounds. Aval afnim mechames beis Pagi, but if he should be inside the chayim of Yerushalayim, shoich tenol afnei atzma, in that case, no concern doing a Pesach specifically for him. My taima, why? Because at worst case, Efshar Dev Amtu Lev Achlev can bring it over to him and he'll eat it right where he is. So in conclusion, this restriction of doing the Karm Pesach for the sake of an imprisoned individual, that's number one when he is Bebeis Asurim of an Akum, and number two when it's outside Yerushalayim. Lefichach Im Ira, the Mishnah tells us that that we joined all these fellows as members in the Karban, they were Yaitzei, and if it turns out that they won't be able to eat, they're still Yaitzei, except for this Mefakech Sagal, who was presumed to be Tameh from the initial, at the initiation of that process, and therefore, he was never Yaitzei. This is that we say that the digger was Tameh, that's only a Lagal Ogle. If he's engaged in digging through a round, pointed, slanty, slopy pile, in which case, he leaned over the tumma regardless. Avagal orach, but if we're speaking about a longer pile of rubble, in which case, we don't necessarily know that he was already hovering over that portion of the pile that contained the mace. In that case, perhaps, during the shechita, you still tar. Avagal orach potter melasas pesach sheni is potter from doing a pesach sheni, because it's a suffix. Maybe he was already yaitzi with that first pesach. Ema tar, ha yibishar shechita. Let's assume, let's speculate at least, that he was tar during the shechita. Tanami hachi, we have a brayso on support. Rabbi Yishmael, b'noishel, Rabbi Yochanan, b'reiko aymer. Mifakech begal, this rubble digger, itim potter, itim chayef. Sometimes he's potter from Pesach Sheni, and sometimes he's chayef. Ketzer, how's that? Gal ogul, So it was a roundish pile. V'nimtzes tumah tachtav, and a tumah was discovered beneath it. Chaya, then he needs to bring a pesach sheni because we know that he was tamei at the point of that shechita. Gal oruch, however, v'nimtzes tumah tachtav potter. Why ema tar hayibshar shechita? We can speculate. Perhaps he was tar during the shechita. It's a long pile of rubble. Says who? That he was hovering over the maze. Perhaps he was yotzei with that carbon pesach, which took place when he was still tar, and therefore he is potter from pesach sheni. It's a situation of safek. In which case, he can't bring a Pesach Sheni. In conclusion, we have these five individuals, the Oilin and Fakeach Sagal, the one who is in the Beis Asurim, the Choyl and the Zakin. They can join as members of the Chabura and B'yotze. On their own, they cannot have their own Karim Pesach. And regarding the fellow imprisoned who was promised to be released for Pesach, this halach only applies, number one, if he was in the Beis Asurim of Goyim, in which case, we have reason to believe that they won't keep their word. And number two, is speaking that he's outside Yerushalayim, because otherwise, at worst case, he can simply bring the Karban Pesach to him. Mishnah concludes that even if the individual didn't end up joining, he ended up being unfit for the Achila that night, he's still Yaitse, except for the Mfakech Sagal. The Gemara explains we're speaking about a Gal Ogul, in which case, we assume that he was Tamei at that initial point of digging, which renders him unfit for the carbon Pesach. Continues the Mishnah, "Ein shoich tenes haPesach al yochid, divrei Rabbi Yehuda." We cannot do a shechita of a Pesach on behalf of a sole individual, one owner. You have to have a group. You can't have just one member. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Matar, he says, even one person can have his own carbon Pesach. And the point here is, it doesn't depend on how many people. It depends on their ability to eat, says Rabbi Yosi. If you have one individual who can eat, that's fine. On the other hand, v'afilu chabura shel me'ah, even should you have a group of 100 people, she'eino nichoil nechol kezayis, who cannot have a kezayis, they're unfit. Ein shechten alein. So you see, it doesn't depend on numbers. It depends on ability to eat the Karban Pesach. If one fellow can eat a kezayis, that's fine. If you have 100 who cannot, there's actually several ways to understand this. The Rambam learns that we have to ensure that the entire carbon is going to be consumed without any noiser. So when we say about 1 and 100, we're speaking about their ability to eat the carbon. Rashi, on the other hand, refers to the sheer kezayis. The two ways to learn Rashi. Either Rashi means that the 100 individuals, at least one person amongst them can have a kezayis, that's enough. Or, collectively, even if they can't eat a kezayis individually, but as long as all together can have a kezayis, that's enough. Two ways to learn Rashi. But in any case, the point of Rav Yosi is, it doesn't depend on numbers. It depends on achila potential of this carbon. If the carbon will be eaten, that's fine. Otherwise, you can't bring it even on behalf of 100. Who's the Mishnah? Vein oisin chaburas. Noshim v'avadim uktanim. We're not meant to make a joint group comprised of women, slaves, and ktanim, as the Gemara explained the reason for this. Tanu Rabbanan, minayin shein sheichten es haPesach al yachid. From where do we learn this halacha? That we cannot bring a Pesach on behalf of one person. Tamad loymar, loysucha lesboech es haPesach be'achad. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, we learn from here, Pesach cannot be applied just to one individual. Rabbi Yosi Omer, if you have one person who can eat it, that's fine. Sheikh ten olav. Asura. If we have even 10 people who don't have the ability to eat it, ain't sheikh ten alein. You can't bring the carbon for them. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't do a shechita on behalf of one person. You need to have more than one person joining the carbon. According to Rabbi Yosi, 1, 10, 100 is irrelevant. The point is edibility. Rabbi Yosi, I be'echad my avilei. What does Rabbi Yosi do with the pasuk of Rabbi Yehuda? Leisucha lesbeich sebechas be'achad. We boilei, look at Rabbi Shimon. He applies it to another halacha taught by Rabbi Shimon, an unrelated halacha. The son of Shimon Oimer, minayin lezaveich es pischay b'mavas yachid. We know that throughout history, there were times when a person could just make his own mezbeich, what's called a bama, bamas yachid, individual mezbeich, and bring karbanis on that Mizbeach. This took place when there was no Mishkan, when there was no Beis HaMikdash. During the time of Mishkan Shiloh, the Bamas Yochid was Asur. likewise during the time of Beis HaMikdash and thereafter. How do we know that during the time of Shiloh, for instance, when there was an Isser HaBomis, a person did not have the ability to bring Karbanis in his own backyard? How do we know that if a person proceeds to bring his Karban Pesach on his own private Bama during the time in history when it was also to do that? How do we know that it generates a Loi Sase, Talmud Loimar, Loi Suchal, Lizbayach, Esa Pesach, Bachat Sharecha? The Pasuk here is telling us you cannot bring the Pesach in your own private area, rather bring it to the general public Mizbeach. Yochal Af Bishas HaHetar Abba Miskein. Perhaps this Loi Sase will apply even when it was Mutter for a person to hold his own Mizbeach. Perhaps there as well, if you bring a Pesach on your Bama, which you're not meant to do, the only thing that's allowed on your own private Bama is a Neder and a Dava, but not a Karban Pesach, which is a Karban Choyva. You're not meant to do that. Perhaps there is even a Lois HaSei involved. Yochal Af Bishas Heter Abama Skein, that there will be a Lois HaSei for bringing Karban Pesach on your private Bama, Tamalayim Ba'achat Sharecha. Teaches us that this Loi Sase only applies, Loi Omer was only said, when all of Yisrael entering one gateway, one city, they're focused and concentrated on one Mizbeach, which is the Mishkan, Mishkan Shiloh, or the Beis HaMikdash. But otherwise, when there was no central Hakrava, it was a time when you were able to make your own Bama. So although Karban Pesach, which is a Karban Chayv, is not really allowed to be brought in a person's own individual Bama, but there's no Lois HaSei as a result. This Pasuk, Lesucha Lizbech Es HaPesach Be'echad, according to Rabbi Shimon, and likewise Rabbi Yossi, is coming to teach us this Halacha, that in the time of Isser HaBamais, there's a Lois HaSei on bringing Karban Pesach in one's own private Mizbech. And therefore it's unavailable to teach us Rabbi Yehuda's Halacha, that a Karban Pesach is not meant to be brought on behalf of an individual. Rabbi Yehuda Haimanoli? Okay, so has Rabbi Yehuda know this halacha? He already used that pasuk for his din, for the Pesach halayachid. Tarati shamas mino. Both halachas can be learned from the same pasuk. Leisucha lezboyach as a Pesach be'echad. Don't bring a Pesach for one person. And leisucha lezboyach be'echad shorecha, etc. teaches us the Lois HaSei upon bringing a Karban Pesach b'shas Isser HaBomis. Rabbi Yossi, why does Rabbi Yossi choose to apply this pasuk to Rabbi Shimon's halacha? And therefore it's unavailable for Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, and therefore Rabbi Yossi says you can bring a Karban Pesach ala yachid. Why do you choose that route? Dilma kaduka amar Rabbi Yehuda udasa. Perhaps Rabbi Yehuda's route is correct, that the pasuk is coming to teach us not to bring the Pesach ala yachid. Amar lach, Rabbi Yossi responds to you, lo yisalka daitach. No, you can't contemplate that. That you can't bring a Karban Pesach ala yachid. Doksiv, ish lefi achle. Ish lefi achle to chayso alase. Ish lefi achle. Speaking about an individual. Apparently, even one person can own his own Karban Pesach. So at this point, we have machlokes from Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda says, you cannot bring a Pesach ala yachid. Pasuk says lisuchal etc. be'achad. Rabbi Yossi says you can bring it ala yachid. Ish lefi achle. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi learn that there's a lois hasei upon bringing a Karban Pesach on a person's own private bama because of that pasuk lisuchal lisboyach as a pesach be'achad shorach. Continues the Gemara. Romilei Rav Ukva b'achinana b'parishna. That was the name of a place. L'Rava. So he asked the Kasha to Rava. Mi Amar B'Yuda. In Sharechtan Sa Pesach Al Yachad. Is that so? They're going to B'Yuda. We cannot bring a Pesach for an individual. V'Raminu. Have a Kasha from a Brais. Rabbi Yuda says, Isha. What is the halacha of an Isha with respect to Karban Pesach? This is Rabbi Yuda speaking. Barishoin Sharechtan Alev B'Fnei Atzma. She's fully chayiv in the Pesach Rishon. We can bring a Pesach for her. Strictly for her, for the Isha. Ubersheni. However, Pesach Sheni is not a chiv for the Isha. It's a reshus, it's optional. Oysen, oysa tfeil achirim. You can incorporate her as a member together with other members in the Karban Pesach. Apparently, an Isha can have her own Karban Pesach. You can bring a Karban Pesach al hayachid. Amalei Rava responded, loy tema fnei atzma. Rather than saying you can bring it on the Isha bifnei atzma, rather reword it, ela ema bifnei atzman. We have a group of women. We can bring a Karban Pesach strictly, exclusively for a group of women, but certainly one person, regardless whether an Isha or Isha, cannot have their own Karban Pesach. Omar Leh, he responded, Mi abdinin chabur shekula nashim? Are we meant to bring a Pesach for a group which is exclusively nashim? But none. We learned in our Mishnah. Ein oisin chaburas nashim v'avadim uktanim. My love, should we not learn the Mishnah to mean nashim l'chudayu? You don't bring a carbon for women on their own. V'avadim l'chudayu, uktanim l'chudayu. Apparently, a chabura exclusively made of women does not conform. Armaleis, he said, no, that's not how you meant to learn the Mishnah. Loi. Noshim v'avadim uktanim. The Mishnah is referring to a group which is comprised of all these elements. Women, slaves, and ktanim. But noshim on their own are perfectly fine. What's wrong with mixing and matching them? Noshim v'avadim, mishum tiflis. Mixing noshim and avadim is inappropriate. It can bring to avera. Likewise, ktanim v'avadim. V'avadim who are not known to be upstanding morally. So mixing ktanim v'avadim is also asking for trouble. Mishum pritzusa, Rashi says, can bring mikshav zechur. Mixing them up is problematic. But certainly, a group of noshim on their own is perfectly fine. Gufa, let's go back to the halacha that we just referenced regarding the status of an Isha by Karban Pesach. We're going to have three shitas. We have really three levels, three options. Chayav. Option two is, it's not chayav, but she can join as a member with others that are chayav. And number three, that she's completely exempt and excluded. We're going to have three approaches. Let's begin with Rabbi Yehuda. Isha, what is the halacha of an Isha regarding Karban Pesach? Barishoin. Pesach Rishon, Shoichta Lev Fnei Atzmo. We can bring a Karban Pesach strictly for a group of women, because the Isha is Chayiv in Karban Pesach Rishon. Ubasheni, however, Karban Pesach Sheni is different. Oisin Oisa Tzfeila Lacher. Since she's not Chayiv in Pesach Sheni, the Noshim cannot be the sole members of the Karban. You can incorporate them together with others. We can make her a Tzfeila, a Lashon of Tafel, subordinate to others who are chayiv. Tiv Rabbi Yehuda holds that an Isha in Pesach Rishon is chayiv, in Pesach Sheni is potter, it's optional, and she could join the group. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says an Isha is chayiv consistently, first and second. Isha b'sheni shechten le b'fnei atzmo. You can bring a Karban Pesach specifically for the Isha. He holds even one Isha. Right? Rabbi Yossi holds you can bring a Pesach on a yochid. So Isha in Karban Pesach Sheni, she's Chayiv. Ve'etzer Achleim Barishan. Certainly, there's no need to say, once we say that she's Chayiv in Karban Sheni, which is phase two, of course, she's fully Chayiv in Pesach Rishon and can have her own Karban. According to Rabbi Yossi, and Isha is Chayiv Barishan and B'Sheni. Rabbi Shimon, I mean, he downgrades it considerably. He says like this, Isha Barishon, Oysen Oysa Tveil Acher. In Pesach Rishon, the Isha is not Chayiv. But she can join others who are chayiv. That's the Pesach Rishon. But Sheni, she cannot even do that. Ein shechten aleha kol ikar. She cannot even be included in a group. She's completely exempt. We have three shitas. Rabbi Yossi says chayiv all the way through. Rabbi Yehuda says chayiv Rishon, pater b'sheni, because she still can join a group. Rabbi Shimon says she's pater b'rishon, but she can join a group. But Sheni, she is completely excluded. And as Rashi points out, if that's the case, you can't bring her into a group because she's considered a non-member, and a Pesach cannot be fair to a non-member. But Mike Miflagi, what is the basis and background of this machlekes, of these three shittas? Says the Gemara, it's based on psukim and drashas. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds that she's chayv in Pesach Rishon. But when it comes to Pesach Sheni, she can't have her own carbon. The Noshim aren't really chayiv. It's only optional, which allows them to join. It's based on Psukim. B'michsas nefashos, this is the pasuk by Pesach Rishon. based on the amount of nefashos. Nefashos is afilu noshim, not just anoshim, even noshim as well, achayiv equally as men. V'chitema, if you'll say yochi, if so afilu b'sheni nami, let the noshim be chayiv in Pesach Sheni as well. No, k'siv cheto yiso yishahu. This is the pasuk by Pesach Sheni, which indicates that only the ish who neglects the Pesach Sheni, the cheto yiso, will carry an oinish, carry a chet. Ish in, isha loy. Only an ish is responsible Pesach Sheni, but not an isha. V'chitei me'yohi. If so, then afilu tefillah nami b'sheni loy. If the isha is potter, then she shouldn't even be able to join with other members in a group with others as well. Says the Gemara, "Ahani kechol chukas haPesach letfilah b'alma." The pasuk by Pesach Sheni, kechol chukas haPesach, that the Pesach Sheni is meant to reflect, it's meant to be similar to Pesach Sheni, indicates that it has some similarity. If the isha is not chay, but at least she can join as a member of the group. This is Rabbi Yehuda's Makar. We have the Mikhsas and the Foshites by Pesach Rishon indicating that women are included equally as men, they're both chayv. When it comes to Pesach Sheni, we have the word ish to be mamait, the isha, but part of a group she can join, she can be part of the chabura, and that's learned from the Pasuk, Kechol Chukas HaPesach, that Pesach Sheni is somewhat similar to Pesach Rishon, she can still have a part in the Pesach Sheni. For Rabbi Yossi, my time, what is Rabbi Yossi's mocker? Dechsiv barishon b'michsas nefashos, afilu isha. Just like Rabbi Yehuda. In Pesach Rishon we have b'michsas nefashos. Nefashos is a generic term. Anoshim and noshim. Men include women as well. She's fully chayiv. That's by Pesach Rishon. And likewise by Pesach Sheni. Uksiv b'Pesach Sheni v'nichrasa nefeshahu mi'hayim Yisrael. Or some have a girsa me'amel. This is a pasuk which is related to Pesach Sheni. We learn nefesh, v'afilu noshim, that noshim are also equally chayiv. According to Rabbi Yossi, an isha is chayiv, fully chayiv, in Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni as well. Ve'lo cheto yiso ha'ish ha'hu l'mutimai. According to Rabbi Yossi, the pasuk of Pesach Sheni, which has the word ish, what is it coming to exclude? L'mutim katan mikaris, to exclude a katan from karis, he's not going to be chayiv in Pesach Sheni. Asks Tosis, why would I even think that a karis is chayiv? What do we find that a katan is chayiv a mitzvah? Why would I think a katan should be chayiv? V'yishleimer says to Yisrael, speaking that he became bar mitzvah between the two Pesachs. Since during Pesach Sheni, he's already a gadol, perhaps he's chayiv. The pasuk here is informing us that it's not so. And the reason is, explains to Yisrael, because the Sheni, the korban Sheni is a tashlum and is a makeup for the first Pesach. There are two phases to a Korban Pesach. Pesach Rishon, if you miss that opportunity, you make it up with Pesach Sheni. But one who was not Roy during Pesach Rishon, he was a Katan. The Pasuk here is telling us that he's part of Pesach Sheni as well, even though at this point he's already a Gadol. Pesach Sheni is not an independent entity. It's phase two of the process. If you're Potter, if you're not a Gadol during Pesach Rishon, you're part of Pesach Sheni as well. Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon, we covered Rabbi Yehuda, we covered Rabbi Yossi, and now Reb Shimon, who says that an isha is potter in Pesach Rishon, but she can join a group, whereas by Pesach Sheni, she's completely excluded. What is the makar of Rabbi Shimon? Reb Shimon, k'siv barishon ish. In Pesach Rishon, we had the word ish, ish lefi achle. That teaches us ish, in. A man is chayiv, isha loy, but she's not chayiv. If you'll say yochi, that's the case. Afilu tefillah nami loy. She couldn't even join as a member. Ahani loy b'michsas nefashos letefillah. We have the other pasuk. The Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi based their shita on michsas nefashos. Nefashos includes men and women equally. That will teach us that she can at least join as a member of the group. She can't have her own. You can't make a pesach exclusively on behalf of noshim. She's not really chayiv, but she can still take part and join as a member. If so, perhaps she can do the same by Pesach Sheni, be part of the group. We have a miyat by Pesach Sheni that says, that teaches us ish in. Only a man is to take part in Pesach Sheni. Isha loy, but not an Isha. Now, Mimai Kamamitli, what are we trying to be Mimayit here? Mimayit the Isha. In what context are we speaking? Ima Chiyuv. Is it pertaining to the actual Chiyuv? That she's not Chayiv in Pesach Sheni? Is that the point of the Pasuk? Cheta Yisa Ha'ish. That only the Ish has a Chiyuv in Pesach Sheni, but not the Isha? Well, that's totally unnecessary. Hashta Barishan Loi. If you just finished telling me that she's not Chayiv in Pesach Rishan, which is the primary carbon Pesach, B'Sheni Mebaya, is there a need to tell me that she's not Chayiv in Pesach Sheni? Pesach Sheni is just a makeup of the first Pesach. Ela Lav Mitfeil. Apparently, when the Torah is being reminded to Isha from Pesach Sheni, it is to tell us that she's putted to such an extent that she can't even join a group. So, according to Reb Shimon, Pesach Rishon she can join, and Pesach Sheni she's completely excluded. What was the meat, according to Reb Shimon, for the Isha from Pesach Rishon? Because the pasuk says ish. Where do we find ish? Umay ish the ka'amar Reb Shimon. Which ish is he referring to? Inema, shall we say the following pasuk? V'yikhalohem ish celebes avos. The ish will take a seif for the entire household, and that is going to be my the isha. That's unavailable for that. It's already been applied elsewhere. How will we boil it? Look at Rabbi Yitzchak. It's coming to teach us Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha. The Amar. We learn from this pasuk that an ish can take purchase and take a carbon on behalf of his entire household. Ish zoicha, he can acquire on behalf of other people. He's considered a shliach for them. Ve'en katan zoicha, but a katan cannot do that. And this is learned from the pasuk ish, v'yikholahem ish, celibate sovereigns. This pasuk has been applied elsewhere. It's not available to be mimayit the ish. Ve'elam ish lefi achle. That's the pasuk that Rabbi Shimon is applying for this halacha, ish lefi achloi, only the ish is chayv in Pesach Rishon as opposed to the ish. Says the Gemara, but that's also not available. Why? Because you remember in Amud Aleph, we had a machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon regarding bringing the Pesach for the sake of a one sole individual owner. Shechita al hayachad. Yehuda says, no, you can't. L'suchal l'zbeich es Pesach ba'achad. Rabbi Yossi says, you can. Why? We have a pasuk which says ish lefi achlei, which is a singular term, indicating that a carbon can be brought on behalf of an individual. Al hayachad. Apparently, says Rabbi Yossi, when the pasuk says lo suchal lizbeach es haPesach ba'achad, ba'achad shorecha, that was meant to be applied to the other halacha, proposed, suggested, and taught by Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon teaches us that you can't bring the Pesach and a Bamas Yachid, etc. Totally unrelated to our context here. So Rabbi Yossi chose to apply the pasuk of Leisucha Lizbeach Zepecha Be'ach Sharecha to Rabbi Shimon's halacha because by Pesach we have a pasuk which says Ishul Fi Achle, which indicates that a Pesach can be brought for the sake of a Yachid. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, then let's assume Reb Shimon, who applied that pasuk to that halach of the Bamais, chose to do so rather than use it for Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush that teaches you can't bring a carbon on behalf of an individual. Why did he choose his route as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda? Let's assume it's based on the same reason. Because, as Rabbi Yossi told us, Ishlofi Achle already teaches us that a Pesach can be for the sake of a Yachid. We already know that as a fact. Apparently the other Pasuk, L'suchal, L'sbech, L'sbech, Ba'achad, is meant to be applied elsewhere for the Isser HaBomis. If that's the case, then Rav Shimon already used Ishlofi Achle for this Halacha. He could bring a Pesach for a Yachid, and it's not available to be Ma'ayit Isha. That's in a nutshell, the next couple lines in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, where is the miyut according to Reb Shimon? From Ishlofi Achlai? Memayit Noshim? But it's already been used elsewhere. Ha, mid Rabbi Yossi, Savalak Reb Shimon. The fact that Rabbi Yossi holds like Reb Shimon. He holds that Ishlevi Achle teaches us that a Korban Pesach can be brought for Yachid. And the Pasuk of Lezucha Lezbech is a Bechazor Ba'achat. It's not coming to prevent us from bringing a Pesach for Yachid. Rather, it's coming to teach us from Shimon's Halach that you can't bring a Pesach B'Bamas Yachid. That's Rabbi Yosi's approach. Let's assume that likewise, Rabbi Shimon Nami Savala Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Shimon also was like Rabbi Yosi. Meaning, Ish Levi Achle teaches us you can bring a carbon for the Ish Levi Achle, for an individual. And knowing that, when we have the other Pasuk, L'Suchal, L'Zboyach, Asa Pesach Ba'achad, Ba'achad Shorecha, that's coming to tell us something else. Rather than prevent us from bringing Al Yachad, which he could, rather than applying it like a Yehuda, who says, you can't bring a Pesach Al Yachad Ba'achad, it's coming to tell us, you can't bring the Pesach and Abamas Yachad, a different halacha. So really, both things are related. The reason why he chooses to take that route and to apply the pasuk of Ba'achad for the Bamas Yachad is because we know that you can bring a Pesach ala Yachad from Ishlevi Achle. Reb Shimon Nama Sovel Karbi Yosi, who uses the pasuk of Ishlevi Achle, they can bring a Pesach ala Yachad. From a Boile, the Sheikh Tenis a Pesach ala Yachad. And that pasuk of Ishlevi Achle is needed to teach us that a Pesach can be brought for a Yachad. It's unavailable to be a Ma'ay to Noshim. Amalach, Reb Shimon will respond, you're right. I need a pasuk for that. But both things can be learned from the same pasuk. Im Kain, if it's only to teach us that you can bring the Pesach for an individual, Nichlev Rachman al-Fi Achle. Al-Fi Achle Tachos. Al-Fi Achle is an individual. You can bring it for a Yachad. My Ish al-Fi Achle. Why does the pasuk say Ish? Oh, Shamas Minotarati. Both halachas can be derived from the same pasuk. Lifi Achle is teaching us that you can bring Allah Yachad, and Ish Lifi Achle, that only an Ish is Chayiv and Pesach Risha, but not Ish. So we have three sheets regarding the status of Noshim by Korban Pesach. Keman Ozla Hodomar Rabbi Lazar, whose sheet is reflected in the statement of Rabbi Lazar. Isha Barishan Chayva, when it comes to Pesach Rishon, she's Chayiv. Uba Sheni Rishos, however, it's only optional at Pesach Sheni. V'doiches haShabbos, and the Korban overrides Shabbos, it will be brought even on Shabbos. Whose sheet is this? Now before we get to that, let's just analyze these words, which seem to be problematic. Irishus, if you tell me Pesach Sheni is just optional, on my doiches haShabbos, how could it override Shabbos? That's only allowed when we have a Korban Chayva that needs to be brought today. It's only Rishus, there's no reason to bring it on Shabbos. Ella Ema, rather reword the statement. Besheni Rishus. His opening word is Besheni. Besheni Rishus. The Korban Pesach Sheni is optional for the Isha. Uberisha in Chayva. However, Pesach Risha for the Isha is a Chayv. For the Echaz HaShabbos. Of course, it's a Echaz HaShabbos if it's a Chayv. Okay. So having worked out the statement, whose Shita is this in line with? That the Isha is Chayv in Pesach Risha and Pesach Sheni is merely optional. Keman, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Rishon is Chayva and Sheni is Rishus. Let's just summarize the three Shitas regarding the Isha. We have Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds the Isha, but Rishon is Chayva. Pasuk says, "B'michsas nefashes." Nefashes includes men and women equally. Regarding Pesach Sheni, she's just Rishus; it's optional, and she can join as a member with other men. Why is that? Ha'isha hu is coming to exclude the Isha from Chiv, but Kechol Chukas HaPesach tells us that the Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, is somewhat similar to Pesach Rishon, and just as in Pesach Rishon she can have a part, she can still have a part in Pesach Sheni, she can join as a member in the group. Rabbi Yosi holds the Isha is consistently Chayev throughout, and the Rishon she's Chayev, Mechsas Nefashes, Sheni she's Chayev, Nechrasu HaNefesh, it's including an Isha. Rabbi Shimon says, in the Pesach Rishon, she's not Chayiv. She can join as a member. Ish Lefi Achle is Memayi to Ish of Amchiv, but Michsas Nefashes allows her to join as a member. Pesach Sheni is completely Potter. Ha Ishahu Memayi the Isha. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rav Yaakov, Omar Rav Yechman. Ein Oisin Chabura Shekula Geirim. We're not meant to have a group entirely consisting of Geirim. Since they're not Bnei Torah, perhaps they'll be overzealous, over machmer, Shemi Daktiku Boy. They'll be over medactic in the Korban Pesach and discover some fault. They'll bring it to Psul. They'll think it's Psul, although it really isn't. Therefore, don't allow a group of just Gerim to bring their own Korban. Tanur Rabbanan. Pesach umatz umaru. Barishan Chayva. The first night of Pesach, it's a chiv to have Pesach matz umaru. Mikan ve'elach hushus. Past the first night, it's only optional. Reb Shimon Omer. Banashem Chayva. Ubanashem Rishus. Men achayv and Noshim, it's only optional. Says the Gemara, Ahaykoi, let's go back to the Tanakhama. He says that the first night, these things are chayv, afterwards it's only optional. What is he referring to? He listed three things, Pesach Matzomar. Ilima Pesach. Is he referring to the Karban Pesach as well? Well, that only exists during the first night. Pesach kol shivim yikah. During the 7 days you have a Pesach, past the first night it's nicer. Vela amatzo mara. Tanakama, when he said mikan ve'ilach rishus, he was referring to matzah mara. The first night is a chiv, but thereafter it's only optional. Okay, ema seva. Let's proceed. Reb Shimon Omer, banoshem chayva ubanoshem rishus. It's a chayv for men, but not for noshem. How could that be? Noshem are not chayv and matzah, not chayv and mara. Lesli the Reb Shimon. He doesn't hold of Ha Adam Rabbi Lazar. Noshim Chayyavis Bachilas Matzah. Dvar Torah. There's a Chiv Torah for Noshim to have Matzah. Although it's a mitzvah say that's time related, there's a special drasha. Shenema. Loi Seichel Olav Chametz. Shivas Yomim Teichel Olav Matzahis. The Torah here relates the Isser of eating Chametz with the mitzvah of Matzah to connect it to. Kol Sheyeshnei Val Teichel Chametz. Anybody who is Usser in Chametz, including Noshim, because it's a mitzvah, Loi Sasei, which applies to Noshim equally. Whoever has that chiv, yeshnei b'kumechol matzah, has a mitzvah to eat matzah. Vani nashim, these women, hoyer v'yeshnei v'alteichol chametz, they have an iser, they have to refrain from chametz. Yeshnei b'kumechol matzah, they have a mitzvah of matzah. So how can Rav Shimon say, well, there's no chiv for women? Says Ella, rather, let's reword the braisa. Ella Ema, let's say like this. Pesach matzah moroir, barishan chayva, Mikan ve'elach rishus. These three things, Pesach Matzah Mar, are achiv the first night. Two of them, Matzah Mar, are only achiv the first night, but optional throughout the rest of Pesach. You know, the Vilna Gaon says, any time a person sits down to eat a kazayis matzah throughout Yom Tov, although he's not chayv, he's a mekayim a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah kiyumis, he fulfills a mitzvah. So, on the first night is a chayv, Mikan ve'elach rishus. It's optional. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon here is going back to Pesach specifically. Pesach! I agree that matzah and maror, they have a chiv the first night, and throughout Pesach it's optional. But when it comes to Pesach, I disagree. Pesach ba'anoshim chayva. It's only a chiv for men. B'anoshim rishus. But for women it's merely optional. Reb Shimon is following his shita. That even Pesach Rishon is only optional for Nashim. Okay, time for Rif Chazara of today's daf. We began with a Mishnah, which provided a list of five individuals. The Oinein, Fakeh Chasagal, the fellow who's slated to be released for the Seder night from jail. The Chayla, the Zaken, who seem to have an ability to eat a Kazayis. Mishnah tells us they can join a Chabura, who can be Makrev, a Karban Pesach on their behalf. But you shouldn't bring a Karban strictly on behalf of one of these people, because it might become possible. The chayla perhaps won't get around to eating, etc. And the Gemara explained that the fellow who's in Beis HaSurim, he cannot have his own Karban Pesach, he can't be the sole owner. We're concerned that he might not be released in time, but that's only when he was imprisoned in a jail of Goyim, and we're speaking that he's outside Yerushalayim, in which case you can't transport the Pesach to him. But if he's in a Beis HaSurim of Yisrael, then rest assured he'll be let out in time, they'll keep their word, they'll give him a furlough for Pesach, and therefore you can even bring a Pesach strictly on his behalf. Mishnah tells us, if it turns out that these fellows were unable to eat the Karban, and it became Tamei, etc., they were still Yaitzi the Rechiv, except for one of them, Fakeh Sagal, who was digging through a slopy, round pile, in which case he hovered over the mace, which was discovered later. And he was tummy right at the beginning of his digging process, in which case he never had a part in the Karban Pesach. This fellow will have to bring another Karban. We proceeded with the Mishnah. Rabita says, you cannot bring a Pesach for a Yachid. Pasuk says, L'such ha'lisbechas ha'Pesach ba'achad. Rabbi Yossi says, you can bring a Pesach al-Yachid, ish lifi achle. Even an individual can have his own Karban. We learned that we cannot bring a Karban Pesach. In a Bamas Yachid, it's a lois I say, L'such ha'lisbechas ha'Pesach ba'achad shorecha. You cannot bring the Pesach when all of Yisrael are going ba'achad shorecha, concentrated in one area, in the Mishkan, Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't allow us to bring a carbon in our own Mizbeach. Regarding the status of an Isha, carbon Pesach, that's where Shita is. Rubita says, Barishan Chayva, B'Sheni, she can just join as a member of the group. Rubita says, Barishan and B'Sheni is Chayva. B'Shema says, Barishan, she can just join. And B'Sheni, she's completely excluded. We're not meant to make a group consisting of Noshim and Avadim, it's inappropriate. Avadim and Ketanim is inappropriate. And a group comprised solely of Gerim, who aren't necessarily so well versed in the halachis, and notwithstanding their good intentions, they might be overzealous and over meticulous and find unnecessary fault in the karban and bring l'dei psul. Therefore, the Gemara tells us we're not meant to have a chabura which is strictly of Gerim, so that it doesn't result in unnecessary psul. All the best and be well.